Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use absolutely starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We believe in restoration, not revolution. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, some folks have been emailing me, and they've been very critical of our coverage of the Ammon Bundy situation. And I just want to tell those people a couple of things, you know. They have the audacity to say, you know what, Sam, you're super cocky, you're super rude, you're belligerent. They even say, man, I just can't imagine living in your house with you. You're probably like a dictator and stuff. They don't say it exactly in those words, but that's kind of their intonation. And my response is a couple of things. Number one, I am who I am on the air and in person. I'm the same. And those who know me well will tell you that's true. I have a very bold personality. I will not deny that. That's what it takes, by the way. Just let me be very clear. That's what it takes, by the way, to be a talk show host. You got to have an on-air presence. You got to have a bold, decisive nature. You got to have a very, I don't know what you call it. I don't want to say incendiary delivery, but you got to have a very explosive delivery. You can't just come in there and go, hi, welcome to Liberty Roundtable. It's going to be a lot of fun today. On the radio. It's going to be great. So listen, because I've got news for you. And it's important. See, that doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. That isn't how radio's done. And every talk show host that's worth their salt, if you will, has to have some degree of, one, the ability to speak relatively well, to articulate themselves, to put things on the kitchen table, to sound interesting, and that takes a certain character. Now, I'm not downing those who don't have those kind of characteristics. I'm just saying certain people have different attributes that play well certain places. I'm not even suggesting I'm one of the best at it, by the way. I'm here because I believe the stories weren't told in the media the way they ought to be. Now, you could say, wow, you sure think a lot of yourself if you think you could tell. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I do think I can tell the story in a way that others can't. Now, I don't mean to be cocky in that or suggest that I'm important. I just have a knack for certain things. I'm decently good at some things. I'm not very good at a lot of things. All right, but I don't rule my house like a dictator. My wife is my equal. In fact, she surpasses me in most situations. She's smarter than I am. She's probably not faster than I am, but she's certainly well-reasoned. She's intelligent. My wife is more than my equal. However, I am the head of the home as God intended, and we work together side by side, husband and wife with equality, and some things I'm in charge of and some things she's in charge of. And sometimes people like to debate whether a husband and wife wear who wears the pants in the house. And I would say we both do. It just depends on the issue. My wife, I'm sure, would be very willing to tell you that I got a bold personality, and once in a while it's difficult to cope with. But for the most part, I am not as belligerent as you may think. I am not above admitting that I'm wrong. I'm not above saying that I'm sorry. And those things do happen. However, I'm not going to back away from my stance on Ammon Bundy at all. In fact, I'm going to get more bold in my stance, and I'm going to draw the lines even more clearly for all of you to understand. And if patriots who used to think I was great now think I'm a wimp and don't have faith in me, y'all have a good time with your thoughts. I'm not afraid of what you think. One of the key issues of being a talk show host and a leader is saying, hey, you know what? I don't follow the crowd. I pave my own way. I pray to God, pray for guidance, and do the very best I can. And I trust in what the Almighty gives me. And I find it fascinating, those who are very critical of the things that we do or don't do, they're like armchair quarterbacks. They run around and tell me or tell you or anybody else how it ought to be, how it should be. You ought to do this, you shouldn't do that, from their comfortable armchair quarterback positions. Some guy tried to tell me all about the situation in Oregon, and I asked if he was there, and of course he was not, but I was. And anyway, I don't mean to go on about this forever, but it's just fascinating to me how everybody can be critical no matter what you do or what you don't do, for that matter. Now, let's get right into it. Yesterday, we had on Michael Emery. He's the voice of Idaho. TVOINews.com does a great job. I don't agree with him completely on the Bundy situation, but I let him talk. I let him explain how he saw things on the ground. He did a great job. On his website, there's an article that says, "Stop it. Let there be no massacre at Mount Fuhr." That's the refuge. A story was written by Vicki Davis. She writes for Michael. One rule he talked about, and I completely agree with this, prevent harmful intent. Isn't that an interesting, awesome phrase coming out of the refuge? Or the new name, which we'll get to. One rule, prevent harmful intent. We agree there 1,000% also. Now, some people say it's an Oregon standoff. Others say, how can you call it a standoff when the only people belligerently digging in is the government? And that's a good point. Idaho group arrives to secure perimeter to prevent a Waco-style situation. Okay, that's Brandon. He's the leader of the 3%ers of Idaho. He's a friend of mine. I met him at the rally in Oregon. I let him come on the radio and say what he thought, too. We also posted his press release on our website. Oregon Wildlife Refuge Occupation. They're calling it a powder keg. It just needs a spark. David Cotria, Ammoland, wrote that piece. Then it got published on Stuart Rhodes Organization's website. And again, I'm concerned that a spark could kick this off. It's all peaceful now. I pray that it stays that way. But if the government gets belligerent, that could change in 2 seconds. And I do not trust the government. Do you? But the Oath Keepers are very concerned, and Stuart's warning to stay away from it. In fact, Stuart Rhodes issued an urgent warning on the debate or the standoff or the whatever you want to call it. Military special op assets have been assigned to the standoff. Keep women and children out of there, says founder and president Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. Now, a lot of people are very critical of Stuart Rhodes. But again, if you don't just go for this Bundy plan, hook, line, and sinker 100% in, you're somehow now a traitor to your country, you're an enemy, you're a psyop. That is bogus, people. It's absolutely bogus. I have the ability to think as I think and not be a psyop. Are you guys nuts? I've been around for 20-plus years in the Patriot movement, and there's not a single indication in any way that I play for anybody but myself. I've been around for a long time. I've put my money where my mouth is, and I'm not going to take it from anybody. I agree with Stuart Rhodes that, you know what, you can't trust your government. Keep women and children out of there. I also agree that, you know what, right now the standoff is getting tense, and all it would need is a spark or someone to do something stupid, and all this peacefulness would go away in about a millisecond. You better be very careful when you talk big and think, oh man, this is all awesome. It's going to be like the Boy Camp, the Boy Scouts. You know what? I appreciate that Ammon Bundy in his heart's like a Boy Scout. I agree with that. He's a great guy and a personal friend, but the government does not look at this like Boy Scouts, folks. The government is evil, and they will kill you. If you don't believe me, hang out at Ruby Ridge or Waco. I could go on to other false flag operations. Now, I believe this might be a false flag. I believe there are people surrounding Bundy that are not his friends. That concerns me greatly. But I did last week have Ammon on for 2 hours. Now, somebody was critical of me and said, Sam, you just talked, and didn't let Ammon talk. He even said so on the program. It is true that Ammon said, Sam, give me a chance to speak, because he asked me a question, and I explained my reasons that I was against his action. I have the right to speak, too. It's my program, okay? If you measure it out, I gave Ammon plenty of time to speak. Ammon said what he had to say, and I'm going to give him more time coming up, by the way. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. We also had our guest on, Mr. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, a well-known patriot in the patriot movement as well. He talks about the Oregon Lands Federal protest, and he believes that Ammon's not going to get his way, that it isn't going to turn out well. Sheriff Richard Mack believes that. Stuart Rhodes believes that. I believe that. There's a lot of people in the patriot movement that don't think his action was smart. It doesn't mean we won't help him try to come out alive, and it doesn't mean we won't take the points that he brings up that are valid and support them. We will. But we have the right to think for ourselves no matter what you people think. And we're not going to be browbeat into some kind of a bogus narrative based on threats that we're psyops or that we're this or that we're that. That's all bogus. Okay, I'm not going to back down or cower to anybody. And I go places and spend money and spend time and put my money where my mouth is. I didn't leave the Bundy Ranch when I was invited to go inside on Saturday because I'm chicken. I supported what I believed in, and then I will not support what I don't believe in. I don't believe in taking over a building. I don't believe in that action. But I do believe in helping Ammon get the word out, and I will do that as promised. Behind the scenes, I'm in touch with Ammon and Ryan and many of the people inside, and I'm helping the best I can. So is this gentleman at TVOI, Michael, Emery, and others. We're all doing the best we can. Give credit where credit's due and quit focusing on the differences, would you? Liberty Roundtable Live.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, now I think I might have reported a mistake early on in this Bundy situation. I think I mentioned that either they had a key and they got in, someone gave them a key when they first went in, or that they kicked the door in. That is erroneous. I talked to Ryan Bundy yesterday and he said, nope, everything was unlocked, we just walked in. I don't know really if it was me reporting it erroneously or if the story has changed. I don't know. All I know is this. If I did say that wrong, I apologize. Remember, when you're reporting things on the ground as they unfold, it's very easy to get something wrong. Okay? And I don't have a problem even when the mainstream press gets something wrong. What I have a problem with the mainstream press is when they will not report what they get wrong and correct it. or if they correct it on like page 99B or something, which means they don't really want to correct it. They just feel forced to. I'm willing to tell you straight out, I did not have that fact right. If I reported that, I don't remember exactly what I said. If things were crazy, we were on the move, we were traveling, we were struggling to get connections. And I think I might have said, hey, either they had a key or the door got kicked in. Neither of those are true. They walked right in, is the story from Ryan Bundy, straight to me personally in a phone call yesterday. So there's a correction on that. I don't mind correcting things, folks. I have nothing to hide, and I have no games here. And I'm glad they didn't do any of those things. That's great news. All right, there was a press conference yesterday that reported several different things. I want you guys to hear this. It's fascinating. Listen to this. Let's see if this will play for me here.
Is the Committee of Safety met here Saturday night? And while that big meeting was happening, retired Colonel Nelson O'Leary came in and presented to Ammon his own personal Bronze Star. Now, Ammon would never say that, and he doesn't want me to say that, but I'm saying it for him. That was a tender thing for that gentleman to do. And as far as things of action that we've been talking about, indeed, we are going to go out and today we'll put together, we have a work crew being put together. We're going out and open up that fence that was put in by the BLM this very last year and fenced off. The Puckett's major part of their range, making their ranch not profitable, hard to operate. We'd put them out if we couldn't have them access to the range that they've had for many years. So we're going to go down, open that up, take down a section of fence, put in a gate, and that's what we've got doing today. And just for logistics, we're going to come up here when the crew's together, probably in an hour or two, and we'll come out here. The ranch is close, and we'll come out this way and circle around to the ranch. And so if you want to follow us, you can follow us. If you don't, if you want to help, bring some leather gloves. And now I'm going to turn the time over to Ammon for some other business here.
All right, now that's pretty neat. They took down a fence saying the BLM can't block out ranchers. The abuses have been significant. So that's what Ammon and crew did yesterday. They took down a fence. The media not reporting it very fairly, but I gave you the exact report as it came from the Bundy press conference. By the way, at first it's very hard to get information. The longer they're there, the easier it is because we get organized. Inside their organizer. We're starting to get better feeds, better information, more reliable connections, more reliable reporters. Things are getting better for us to report exactly what's happening. We're delighted about that and grateful for that. Right now, here's Ammon Bundy himself with exactly what he wants to say.
Thank you again. Beautiful morning. We're glad to be able to speak to you. I want to right off the bat give a special thanks to the many state representatives from Oregon, Washington, and Idaho that came and visited us the other night. We appreciate your support and your action and your understanding of the need for you to get involved. And we appreciate your desire to assure that people's rights are secured and that they have access to their rights and have access to the land and resources, and also that all you are doing to help expose the corruptions that the Hammonds have been so subjected to. And we thank you for that. Also want to announce that we have several ranchers in the area and in the adjacent counties that have plans, are in the middle of ending their contracts with the federal government and are going to be standing on their own rights as was established by their forefathers many generations ago. We also, I guess I would just like to say that this goes way beyond agriculture. What is happening here is not just happening to the rancher or to the loggers, or to the farmers. It is also happening to the auto industry, the healthcare industry. It is happening to the financial advisors as we speak right now. I have a good friend who is in the financial advising industry. He is an advisor. and mandates are coming down upon them as we speak that are not going to give them the opportunity to truly help their clients. And it is coming from the federal government in control of these financial circumstances and advising that they do. This goes full broad beyond ranching and extends into all industries across this country. And we desire, and our stand here is very clear. It is to say that there are rules that the people have placed upon government, and that the federal government's rules are outlined in the Constitution of the United States, and that it is our duty when they will not step back in that cage that we have given them, it is our duty as a people to assure that they do that. And that is what we are doing here. We also would like to recognize, and this may be a little hard to say or to acknowledge, but we know that if we continue to go down the road that we have been going down, that it will ultimately create a war among the people. And this is an effort right now, a peaceful effort, to make sure that that war never comes, to make sure that there is not a war between government and the people. And if we do this correctly now, we will make sure that there is peace that will continue to reign in this country, that our children will be able to have a future and to be able to prosper. And we believe that we're making the right stand, that it is a moral and a righteous stand, and that it is a stand for the future of this country. Now, with that being said, we cannot forget the pain and suffering that the Hammonds, Dwight and Stephen, and their families are experiencing as we speak. And that must be at the forefront. It must be the primary purpose in which we are here, and we must get them out of that circumstance and out of those prisons and back to their families. We have uncovered several pieces of evidence that will be coming forth in the proper manner. The 2006 fire, we have video evidence and two eyewitnesses of the Bureau of Land Management starting those fires around the Hammonds Ranch themselves. They said it was a lightning fire. We know that there was a lightning fire in the area, but that the fire that threatened the Hammonds Ranch, that caused the Hammonds to start a backfire in protection, was actually started by the Bureau of Land Management. We also know that Frank Papagni, the prosecuting attorney, knew of these witnesses and did not disclose them. We also have uncovered several records down in the refuge that show clear discrimination against the Hammonds on many occasions, including taking of the permits and giving them to others right in the middle of contract.
There you have it. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. We're grateful for their financial and friendship support. All right, so we're in the middle of a press release by Ammon Bundy. He just told you that, believe it or not, the government lit the fire. They have evidence, two witnesses and a video. It wasn't lightning at all. The real arsonists are the government, the BLM. He also then told you that there are farmers, ranchers, that are cutting off their contracts with the government, reclaiming their rights. They told you they took down a fence. And now he's telling you that the Hammonds have been abused, and they have evidence that they were abused when it comes to grazing rights and contracts and renewals, etc. Here again is Ammon Bundy.
We also have we have uncovered several records down in the refuge that show clear discrimination against the Hammonds on many occasions, including taking of the permits and giving them to others right in the middle of contract. And also when the Hammonds were at the top of the list to receive permits for certain grounds, they were denied that and given to other people, clearly showing discrimination. And I offer you that as just a starter of what we have found and uncovered. This is very real. The Hammonds have been subjects to great abuse. They do not deserve what they are getting. And we are doing everything we can, and we'll not stop until they are out of prison and back with their families. And they are our primary concern, but this goes way beyond just agriculture. And so I want to thank you for your time.
All right, there's the press release from Ammon Bundy himself. Now, Kurt, I didn't interrupt a bit of it. I wanted to add a little bit of commentary, but, you know, hey, people will barbecue me for that. And you can't even let Ammon talk when he's on a, you know, soundbite, can you, Sam? But I want to explain a couple of things. I disagree with the action to take over that building. I've said so, and I'll say it again. Because I don't want anybody to believe that I support any illegal actions. Now, there's debates on if it's illegal actions. Some say they've broken no laws. Others, including Sheriff Richard Mack and many experts who know a lot more than I, say that if they're not careful, they're going to be on aggravated burglary charges. Others say they're going to be on trespassing charges. Others say that that increases of vandalism. If you take down a government fence, for example, is it vandalism? The debate rages on, and I applaud the efforts of Ammon Bundy to articulate well our position that the government is out of line, that it is the people's duty to correct those wrongs and to stand up when government doesn't obey the law. To nullify, if you will. And I agree with Ammon 1,000% on that. What's fascinating is I agree with Ammon on probably 90% of what he says and does. I'd like to focus a whole lot more on what we agree on than what we disagree on. But I've got to stand up when I feel like something is wrong and when I feel like something will get people in trouble. I don't think everybody should go out there and support Ammon Bundy and crew, but I do think unique people who have skill sets to de-escalate, skill sets to report, skill sets to hopefully make this a peaceful solution, I hope those people do go out there. And my real goal is to bring Ammon and his brethren out alive. And my real goal is to make sure that a PSYOP does not tank the Patriot movement. If we're not very careful, this could set us back big time on a variety of issues. And so those are my concerns. Now, I guess they renamed it. They took down a bunch of signs also, and they renamed it the Harney County Resource Center. So the BLM signs are gone, and the Harney County Resource Center signs are up. They took down a fence. They're making changes. But the sheriff now says Ammon Bundy and crew are running out of time. Whatever that means. See, I report the best I can what I see. And I'm reporting the side from Stuart Rhodes. I'm reporting the side from Joel Skousen. I'm letting Ammon speak for himself. I'm breaking down commentary the best I see it. I'm bringing as many experts to the table as I possibly can. I'm bringing reports from the ground. The two reporters that are doing the most is that Michael with the Voice of Idaho and Pete Santilli are on the ground. We had Pete Santilli on. I'm sure we'll have him on again. We're doing our very best to bring you every angle, every aspect we possibly can. And then we're doing our very best to break things down as we understand them from a moral point of view. I don't know that we could do more than that, folks. I don't know that we could be more fair in our reporting. Okay, but I'm not going to just jettison Stuart Rhodes because he has concerns, jettison Joel Skousen because he has concerns, Sam Bushman has to swallow his concerns and shut up. Okay, I don't believe in that. This is America, and it's amazing how everybody wants to criticize the mainstream press because we don't like their story, but yet we're not willing to let people in the Patriot movement have their views on this matter. If you're not for Ammon, oh man, you're a horrible guy, you're a PSYOP, you're a problem. It isn't true. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. Now, what I find fascinating about this is now evidence that the government is the arson. That video, as far as I understand, along with a couple of witnesses, we're hoping we'll release the Hammonds. And that we all agree on, releasing the Hammonds big time. I hope we can get the Hammonds released. I really do, and I hope Ammon's right. I think the sooner he produces that evidence, the better off we are. Anyway, that's one issue. The other issue is this idea that intentional discrimination was shown to the Hammonds regarding contracts. That's a critical, critical piece to this pie. The reality is, I guess, the Hammonds have not been able to get this information out, and Ammon Bundy has, and I commend him for that. However, there's a debate now. They say they're not going on to computers, and they're not looking into personnel files. But they are going through the filing cabinets and the files that the BLM had, and that's where they're getting a lot of this evidence. That's another interesting twist to this. And could they have obtained that information without doing what they've done? And the answer is no, I don't think they could have. So I'm not suggesting the ends justify the means, but I am saying that might change the game when it comes to prosecution of who for what. There's more and more and more support by all kinds of well-placed people that are saying, hey, something's rotten in Denmark. I agree with Ammon and crew on that as well. All right, Kurt, welcome, sir. Do you want to comment on this? They say it's now, when you drive up there, it's called Harney County Resource Center, sir. At least Ammon's following through with what he claims he was going to do.
Yeah, I like
that. He sure is. Speak up, though, on your mic. You got to wake up today, buddy.
You know,
there you go. Good.
You know, the bottom line is, at least for me, these new revelations, new things that we've found or that Ammon has found and his crew, they don't surprise me.
I agree.
In fact, I'm pretty confident that almost anywhere you go in any big government situation, that if the American people could really you know, examined things, they'd find similar situations. You know, misuse of funds, basically, you know, we know the stories about, for example, Ruby Ridge, where the marshals, you know, were basically the problem. And then, of course, the Waco situation, Oklahoma City bombing, you know, Flight 800, you know, I just go on down the list. I mean, JFK. And so there's a track record there. And like Ammon says, if you can do things in this similar fashion where everyone will keep a calm head and we'll just really say, look, let's truly look at things in a, what's the word that they use today, transparent or, you know, open and honest way, you know, really examine the real truth and let the chips fall where they may. You know, in my opinion, then you can avoid what, you know, is pretty certain to come if we continue with abuses and out of control usurpation by our government. And so, you know, I see this as a welcome move. I'm, you know, personally glad that we did what we did and that we continue to do what we do to make sure there's an avenue of communication open. You know, I understand when people, you know, they listen and, for example, they'll hear you maybe mentioned several times about your opposition to Ammon. I think sometimes the thing we've got to remember, at least listeners that might be continual listeners, that they need to remember is there are some people that only listen for a little bit of time. They may only tune in for a few minutes. And so then they need kind of, I guess you could say, an update on what has been on the program. And so that you do that for them, for somebody who's needing to get caught up or whatever and understand the situation. Whereas a long-term listener might think, well, I've already heard that. But anyway, I'm encouraged by the moves there. There's certain things that concern me on a continual basis, but overall, I think this is a good step.
All right, we're going to talk more about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Network Refused to Use radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Kurt, you were in the middle of your comments before the break. Did you have more to add?
I can't really think of any more to say at this time, you know, about that.
Well, my response is we're not going to be browbeat by anybody. We're going to report it as we see it, like it or don't like it. So in an email with one listener, I said, if you don't like it, why don't you just turn off your radio and go listen to something else? And they wrote back and said, I can listen to whatever I want. You're right, you can. Thanks for listening. And everybody else can listen to, like us or hate us. Whatever you think, by all means, libertyroundtable.com, live and on demand at your fingertips. On the Roku player, live and on demand at your fingertips. Turn any phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone. 712-432-5339 is the listen line. Anytime, anywhere, turn any phone into a radio. 712-432-5339. Or you can listen on your favorite AM or FM radio station. And if you don't have a station in your area, you can buy a radio station and put us on. How's that? Even if you hate us, you can say, man, I bought a radio station to put these people I hate on because I can listen to anything I want. See?
Yep.
You can do that. Man. This is America, baby. Mm-hmm. I just find it funny. Hey, if you don't like it, turn it off. Hey, don't tell me to turn it off. I can listen to anything I want to. I agree. I love it. Isn't that America, folks?
Yeah.
I'm not really highlighting my disagreement in this case with anybody. I'm just kind of saying that is America, though. You know what? We get frustrated with people. We disagree with people. That's okay. I don't expect everybody to believe exactly what I say is right. People have different beliefs. Even me and Kurt probably don't agree with exactly what our concerns are with Ammon Bundy or with what they've done, et cetera. You know, we have different opinions, and that's okay. That doesn't mean my opinion's right and yours is wrong.
You know, like at least my personal beliefs is I come at it from a little bit more of a country boy, cowboy, you know, rancher space than you do. You've not really... I know that you've worked on a farm and, you know, different things.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up on ranches like you did, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, that's a little different part of the picture for me. And I personally feel like, you know, in knowing more and more of these stories, you know, the Hags, the, you know, so many others that we're familiar with that we've seen time and time again, you know, and then being familiar with things like old John Wayne and some of the things that, you know, the way the West was won, if you will. You know, at least you could certainly make the case in many ways that the time has far come many, many, maybe years ago, where at least in many people's case that they've, you know, been pushed way too far, and you know, we're like, at least we're being able to see Ammon and his crew document in these particular cases these abuses, and then hopefully in the, you know, correct kind of way with the right courts and that kind of thing, these things can be addressed and the wrongs can be righted, you know.
I think you're right, Kurt.
So you don't have to do the old John Wayne way where you finally just say, hey, I guess we're just going to have to shoot it up. You
know? That's what the sheriff's
wanting
to do.
I mean, we want to avoid that kind of thing because, you know, we hope that there'll be less loss of life and blood and that kind of thing. You know?
I think you're right, and I will say this. You know, had we stood up a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, we might not need such extreme measures now.
Yeah.
And that's a point we've made on this program for 20-plus years, and I still think it remains true. And no doubt, the more liberties we lose, the more difficult it's going to be to get them back. I agree with that point. And so, you know, anyway, we'll break it down. We'll let everybody have their kind of say. And, you know, some of the people that are emailing me, I even offered to let them come on the radio, and they didn't want to, Kurt. Which, again, they're free to choose that. But, again, how many talk show hosts are going to say, hey, you're calling me a jerk, telling me I'm an idiot, telling me I don't know, telling me how awful I am in every way. And then my response is, hey, you want to come on the radio at my expense? How many talk show hosts are going to tell you that? Let me just ask that. Do you want to answer that, Kurt? How many talk show hosts do you think would really respond that way?
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day as I watched, let me just go back. The Ron Paul campaigns, we were, you know, at least in my case, a very big fan of the whole, effort and that kind of thing.
I was, too. We supported that a lot and gave them a lot of free airtime, Kurt, in terms of commercials and coverage and more.
And recently I got a batch of DVDs, basically, that are available for any new member or current member of the Give Me Liberty Fund for, you know, either free or for a buck. But when I was watching one of those, man, they were just tremendous and outlining. Oh, you remember the whole Sean Hannity thing where what you'd see is a debate, including Ron Paul, and they'd have a poll to see who won. And the numbers would come in and it'd be Ron Paul winning.
Let me just stop you there really quick, Kurt, just to set the stage so people understand. Sean would pick, you know, pitch this is the most important poll. Our listeners are the most intelligent. The people that listen to Sean Hannity, they're the ones that really are the trend for the nation. He built his poll up so big time. Now go.
That's right. And then what would happen, you know, at least on more than one occasion, the winner would be Ron Paul. And he would just be basically dumbfounded. He didn't know what to, basically how to respond. And so
and then he would down his own poll too, Kurt. Sorry to interrupt, but he would be like, oh man, this poll's not even important. Take that down. You got a bunch of internet bots. These aren't even real people manipulating the polls. You got hackers going on. And he'd just down his own poll that he just told you was so trend-setting, so critical, important. So important. I mean, it was actually, it wasn't comical because it was,
it was
against
sad.
Our favorite candidate. It was horrible. I mean, but it was funny, though.
But you could see manipulation of, and like you said, how many people would at least, it was at least very few times, if any, that I remember that Sean Hannity would be fair to Ron Paul. I remember one exchange I could see, I just watched on there, was Ron, something like Sean Hannity said something like, well, I was kind of upset about it. And Ron Paul said something like, you shouldn't be upset with your guests, or whatever, I mean, in his nice, kind of gentle way. What you've got is, it was very difficult for him to have Ron Paul on. And like you said, when you have people that disagree with you, and yet you invite them to participate, I think they're taken aback simply because it's not generally done,
Well, and again, I'm not going to let somebody totally railroad my program or take it over. It's my program, and if you want to talk too much, go get own. But at the same time, I am willing to let people have their say. I am willing to let people speak up, even if they completely disagree. But I do want a fair dialogue. If they're going to make accusations against me or allegations or whatever you want to call it, then I'd like to, at least the opportunity on my own show to respond. But at the same time, I will let them talk. And I'm doing my best to report things as I see them. Now, speaking of, you wisely brought up Ron Paul, Kurt, and no doubt he was railroaded and abused. Now, Rand Paul kind of getting the same treatment. Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina now cut. from Maine GOP Fox debate lineup, they're going to have to go to the, what do they call that thing, Kurt? The underscore
undercard
card
thing. But Rand See, what, Paul
hold
says
on.
He's
not. Let me just stop you. What a statement, though. That. We're going to put you on the undercard.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not. He said he's not going to do that. So, you know, but the bottom line is they're keeping old Kasich.
Why would they keep that
Chris
guy?
Christie.
Why would they keep
he's an
that
insider.
Guy?
What Good you've point. Got is, you know, you're.
They don't have
the
any
guys.
More support than Rand Paul does, Kurt. Come on.
Well, not that I've seen. They've got less from what I've seen. But the problem is, at least they say that they got too many people on the stage.
Well, and it defines how you the debate is how you define less, Kurt. According to their criteria, they have more. But according to our criteria, they have less. It all depends on what you're willing to look at and consider as part of your criteria, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, he who owns the media makes the rules.
They sure
and,
do, buddy.
These guys are making the rules, and Rand is not going to be part of it. Neither is Carly Fiorina. Now, I find it interesting. You'd think the women would be going bonkers saying, hey, it's, you know.
Heck, no, they don't like Carly, dude. She's out of control and too hardcore forceful. She's like, you got to hang out with Clinton, Kurt. She's accepting $20 million from Planned Parenthood, according to Punching Bag Media. And now I guess they've endorsed her, right? Planned Parenthood endorses Hillary. She takes $20 million from her. Now, here's my problem with it. To me, and the mainstream press should be pointing this out, Kurt, this is an incredible conflict of interest. So we the people fund Planned Parenthood, in my opinion, against our will. Nevertheless, that money then gets to a specific candidate funding her campaign. How does that all work?
What a mess. Huh? Well, everything's up and above board there, Sam. Nothing for you to worry about.
It just points to greater and greater and greater corruption. All right, we got a bunch of news that networks refuse to use coming up next hour. We got a guest coming up talking about the Eagle Forum event happening this Saturday. Kurt Cosby will be there. Hopefully you'll have some raw honey with you and some Gimme Liberty Fund coins, won't you, Kurt?
That's what the plan is, Sam.
I dig it.
Terror in the heartland, you know what I mean?
People eating honey, that is? Whoa.
That's right.
Man, it's crazy.
Sweetening up the situation as we go.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a spoonful of honey makes the government corruption go down? I don't think so. That won't work. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.